Hi, this is Catherine Raker of Let's Just Talk. Fix it, don't nix it. America's veterans deserve a strong VA, not an outsourcing voucher. The leader of the nation's largest veterans organization has been both a critic and a champion of the Department of Veterans Affairs. The American Legion National Commander, Dale Barnett, explains why his organization believes the VA is still a system worth saving. And Dale Barnett is the national commander of the 2.2 million American Legion. National Commander Barnett, a West Point graduate from Douglasville, Georgia, is a retired Army officer and veteran of Desert Storm. And I want to welcome you to our show, and I want to thank you for your service.
Well, thank you. It's an honor to serve your nation, and it's an honor to continue to serve your nation through my services in the American Legion National Command.
Well, you know, it's a pretty big organization, isn't it?
Well, we have 2.2 million members. We have 13,000 posts worldwide. We're global. We have posts in as far-flung areas as Taiwan, Australia, Germany, Europe, all across Europe, Central America. But we advocate on behalf of veterans wherever they're at in the world.
That's for sure. And, you know, after all the scandals and problems, why do you and the American Legion believe the VA is still needed? Now, both my brothers, or every one of my brothers, were in the military except for two of them. And they've used the VA, they believe in the VA, and actually my cousin used to be teaching residents at the VA hospital as an orthopedic surgeon. So, and I work with the VA all the time and the volunteer groups of the VA helping veterans.
Well, I think you said it very well. The experience of the veteran at the VA is as different as the veteran who goes there. And for most of our veterans, they receive quality health care. In fact, it's comparable to any health care system in the best in this country. However, there's always horror stories, and there's areas where the veteran's not served. The purpose of the American Legion is we'll make sure if there's a systemic problem with the VA, we'll bring that to the attention of the leadership of that particular VA. And, of course, if it's a problem, an organizational problem, we'll bring it to the attention of the national leadership of the VA. In fact, tomorrow I'll be going to Washington, D.C. to meet with Secretary Bob McDonald. And there's some issues that we're going to address at that meeting.
How can the VA be improved?
Well, the VA can always be improved. One of the things that we were very concerned about was the CHOICE program. And the CHOICE program is a program designed, if you can't get an appointment within 30 days, it can be outsourced to a local provider, or if if the specialty care that maybe you need is not available in that local area. One of the problems we found with that is that our VAs are not properly paying those civilian providers. Now, the industry standard should be that the payments are received within 30 days, 80% of the time. Unfortunately, in some of my most recent visits to several VAs, I'm finding that that 80% goal is not even close to being able to be met. In fact, it's about 25% to 30%.
Right. Now, I want to dispel something, if we need to dispel it. Can any veteran, former veteran, use the VA hospital?
Okay. If you go to a service officer, they can establish your eligibility with the VA healthcare system. And I would recommend to any veteran, instead of trying to navigate sometimes the very difficult bureaucracy of the VA medical care enrollment process, that they go to a service officer. Now, you can find a listing of our service officers at legion.org, and you can go under service officer provider. And we provide this service with our network of service officers. You don't have to be a member of the American Legion. We would like you to be a member of the American Legion if you're eligible, But we provide this service because we think that those veterans who are eligible for the health care should be provided the best health care possible. And oftentimes they have very unique needs that the VA does do an excellent job of providing for.
Some of these offices are really, really close to where you live. Am I correct?
Oh, absolutely. We have these networks in the local communities, and depending on what state you, some of them are at the county level. But many states have them in each and every county. Of course, it's different in each locality, but we have a strong network of service officers who have one mission in mind, and that mission is to provide the veteran with a healthcare experience at the VA that is veteran-centered.
How can veterans receive assistance when navigating the VA system? And I know what it was like for my brother. I mean, he didn't want help, and he needed it so badly, and thank God we had a VA hospital that he could go to. He lived for 2 years after that and eventually went into a nursing home and died of a heart attack, but he went into renal failure. And if it wouldn't have been for the VA hospital, he wouldn't have survived that.
Well, I tell you what, our veterans have sacrificed so much, and I appreciate the service of your brothers. What a great opportunity to serve their nation, but also the obligation of our nation to provide that care. And Abraham Lincoln said a nation will be judged by the way that they treat their veterans. And I think that's, we're going to be judged. And I think as a nation that we do have the concerns. I don't hear much about it in the political arena currently, but I think we ought to. And we ought to be doing everything we can to take care of those who have sacrificed so much for our freedoms.
Well, I know, I don't know if you're involved with actually the Air Power Council out of Dallas or Skyball, but this is one of the Air Power Council is actually one of the oldest. The Air Power Foundation is the oldest that helps veterans and wounded warriors. And I happen to be on that council. And the gentleman that I want to introduce you to does Songs and Stories for Soldiers and gives our MP3 players out to every VA hospital that he can reach out to. And that's who I want to introduce you to. And he is a former veteran and been in the VA hospitals. And he makes things much more pleasant for people. So,
well,
you know, and we were with the military for 41 years as contractors, and prior to that as Air Force. We really care about our veterans. So the last question I have for you is, where can people find out more information? Because that's important.
Okay. If they go to our website at legion.org, they can find a whole host of information regarding the American Legion and what we do. They can find ways that they can help. And I want to clarify that 100% of what we has contributed to our various charities. And last year we gave over $7 million was raised on behalf of veterans, their families, and also for mentoring our youth through our various programs in the American Legion. But legion.org. And you can find information about veterans' issues that are on that website. You can find out how you can contribute. You can find out how possibly you might be eligible to join our organization and still serve America.
That's for sure. And we need to support our troops, and we need to support our veterans. And thank you again for your service and what you're doing, Dale, to really help veterans and assist them for their service and what they've done. They should be taken care of. And I mean, I can't say it strong enough. I mean, it's really, really important. And if we don't do that, then we're really missing out on taking care of them.
Well, thank you so much. And thank you for the sacrifice of your family on behalf of our nation.
And thank you. And we'll be right back after these important messages on Catherine Raker's Let's Just Talk. Thank you, Dale.
Thank you.